Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again, according to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. This morning we consider the great end times chapter, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 25, beginning with verse 13. Jesus said, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money." This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is coming to judge the living and the dead. Dear friends in Christ, the end of the year is the time to settle up accounts. Most people, I think, close their financial books at the end of the calendar year, or at least for tax purposes. Many businesses conclude their fiscal year at the end of the month of June. At still another time, Christians close their books and review their spiritual accounts. Well, that time has come. The week we're in right now is the very last week in the Christian church year. Don't panic. I won't ask you to produce a list of things you've accomplished for Christ in the past year or anything like that. But now would be a good time to look back. This is a good time to reflect on how we've been using the resources our Lord has given us. One day, our Lord is going to return and inspect our accounts. You're familiar with the parable of the talents, a portion of which I read to you just now. Like the servants in that parable, the Lord has given to each of us certain gifts and abilities, certain talents to put to work for him. And the day is coming when he's going to want to know what we did with those. Our theme this morning is simple. Jesus wants his talents back with interest. Who does the master of the parable represent? That's obvious. It's our Lord Jesus. Long ago, Jesus left this earth with his visible presence anyway, just like that man in the parable. While he is away, he has entrusted certain resources to his servants, to the people who call themselves Christians, including you and me. And one day, as sure as the sun rises in the east, your master is going to be back. And he'll want to know what you did with the talents he gave you, because Jesus wants his talents back with interest. That unfaithful servant in the parable, well, he just got caught, didn't he? Perhaps he'd already always meant to invest his master's money, never quite got around to it. Maybe as time passed, he just didn't quite believe anymore that his master was ever going to come back. Whatever, his talent lay buried in the ground, idle, useless. When his master suddenly appeared back on the scene, he had nothing to show. And his master's verdict on him was brief and chilling. "Cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Do those words frighten you? They terrify me. For Jesus wants his talents back with interest. And which of us can say we've really put the talents he's given us to their best use? Raise your hand if you can honestly say, "I've been working as hard as I possibly can for the kingdom of my Savior." That's right. None of us have. These last few days of the church year remind us that it's late. It's very late, but it's not too late. We can still say of our God, there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. We can still seek and find pardon and forgiveness for all of our inefficiencies, all of our foot dragging, all of our unfaithfulness, and all of our other sins as well. We can find that forgiveness in the shadow of our Savior's cross. He has redeemed us and restored us and already forgiven us for everything that we've done against his holy law. And since he has not returned to earth yet, there's still time. There's time for us to get busy and put the talents he's given to each of us to work in his kingdom. Paul says it is required in stewards that one be found, what? That one be found a brilliant scholar, that one be found a charismatic leader, that one be found a terrific orator? No. It is required in stewards that one be found faithful. So let's be faithful stewards. Since our Lord has invested so much in us, let's invest what he's given us, our gifts and talents, for his service. You notice that the servants in the parable didn't all get the same amount. Some got more, some got less. But everybody got something. They accepted the talents they were given, and the faithful ones used them the best way they knew how to serve their master. In the same way, everyone who becomes a servant of Christ by faith is given certain resources to work with. You've got them too. And the Lord Jesus wants his talents back with interest. Of course, those gifts and abilities, they're not all the same. We'd be a pretty boring church if they were. Scripture says there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. We've all been given talents to put to work for the Lord. Let's use them. Every Christian has gifts to use for Jesus. You do too, and now's not too soon for you to think about what those gifts are and how you're going to use them. Here at Emmanuel, of course, one of our primary missions is to prepare Christian young people for the public preaching and teaching ministry. And you've all heard me ask you this before, but it really cannot be stressed too often. You young men, have you thought about whether or not you might have the gifts to prepare yourself for the public pastoral ministry? You young women and young men, have you thought about the teaching ministry? Might the Lord even now be giving you the gifts you need to lead little children into the loving arms of their good shepherd? These questions are so important. Don't blow them off. You've got to think and pray about this. Of course, every believer among you is going to be a servant of Christ and is going to find ways to work in the kingdom regardless of your vocation. But there simply is no more direct way to put your God-given talents to work in the kingdom of Christ than in the public preaching and teaching ministry. While we're on the subject of Judgment Day, here's an intriguing thought. What if we did know when the Lord was going to return? What if we actually knew, for instance, that Jesus was coming back for judgment exactly 1 month from today? How would you spend that last remaining month? If you're like me, there might be a few things on your schedule you'd want to change. Well, let's make those changes anyway. With the help of the Holy Spirit, let's get to work. Let's keep our spiritual books in order so that no snap audit can catch us napping. We've been redeemed by Christ the crucified. We're on our way to heaven for his sake. And for his sake, we already know what he'll say to us when we get there. Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Amen. We'll conclude this morning with stanzas 1, 2, and 6 of Hymn 400.